HMCS Oriole, the Royal Canadian Navy's sail training vessel, will be at the Roberta Bandar dock over the Canada Day long weekend. The public is invited to tour the ship from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day from July 1 to 3. The stay in Sault Ste. Marie is part of a Great Lakes deployment for community outreach and recruitment for the Royal Canadian Navy. More details about the ship's stay in the Sault is included in the RCN press release below. HMCS Oriole, the sail training vessel of the Royal Canadian Navy, will be alongside in Sault Ste. Marie docking at the Roberta Bandar dock from July 1 to 3, 2022. The public is welcome to come tour the ship from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Oriole is taking part in the Great Lakes Deployment 2022, GLD, which will see the Royal Canadian Navy, RCN, visiting communities along the St. Lawrence Seaway and Great Lakes. GLD provides Canadians with a unique opportunity to tour one of Canada's naval ships and to learn about life in the Royal Canadian Navy from our sailors. It also provides an opportunity to speak with our sailors and recruiters to find out more about a career in the RCN. Or, if you have already an application submitted online, you can come see the RCN in person to learn more about your future career in the RCN. Her Majesty's Canadian Ships, HMCS, Oriole, May to August, and Glace Bay, June 24 to July 29, are this year's GLD ambassadors. If you want to learn more about the Navy, come and hashtag see for yourself this summer. HMCS Oriole is the Royal Canadian Navy's sail training, public outreach vessel and longest-serving commissioned ship. Oriole was built for the Gooderham family and launched in 1921. During the Second World War, the ship was loaned to the Navy for training purposes, and later commissioned into the service in 1954 based out of Esquimalt, B.C. In 2017, Oriole sailed around through the Panama Canal and back to Halifax, where it is now stationed. Oriole has served continuously since 1921 in both private and military roles, and is celebrating 101 years in service this year.